Hello and welcome to the Start Creating podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. Today's video is a little bit different. I had a coaching call with a lady called Samira Alexander, and she was worried about being on camera. It's something that many of you suffer from. So I thought I'd take this clip to educate you, hopefully reassure you the same way I did with Samira. It's time for you to get onto camera. Here we go.
I've said this so many times, and this is the thing that people need to pay attention to, and you specifically. When you're recording, there's no one around to judge you.
Yeah.
It's just you, and it's in here, and it's in here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you're editing the video, who sees the video? Just you.
Yeah.
Nobody else. So if you and you the difference is that I've been able to talk for hours and hours on end for years, right? My mum can get me to shut up when I was a toddler. I just kept going, right? And the difference is that there is an element of my persona. There is my sense of humour, right? And then there is my professional point. So that the professional videos, but there's the quirkiness and the weirdness, and that's the thing that you get in a video that you can't get in a top down.
And yeah.
Just I beg you, the only way you're going to get used to being on camera
is to be on camera.
By being on camera.
Yes.
I just don't feel comfortable. Like, I've got a few videos, like the one's called, one's flat out, it just says there's no fucking excuses, right? It's literally titled that. It's in red, it's in white, it's obnoxious, it's me shouting, right? And there's another one of me walking along my local canal, exactly the same reason. You know, oh, but the audio's back. Well, fine, get a different audio. Oh, my camera's shaking. Well, at least you're on camera, right? People connect with the human face.
Yeah.
You can get my quirkiness and my funniness and my sense of humor.
Yeah.
You can see the white of the eyes. It's that personal connection.
Yeah.
You're an attractive lady. There's nothing to worry about, you know. So just have faith in yourself. Remember that you can edit it anyway. If you fluff up, you fluff up.
Yeah.
You just edit it and change it.
I think it's just, am I going to be talking about something that's going to be valuable and things like that? But I think I just have to speak from my heart. I know that I'm right. There's always things that I talk to my clients about. There's always things that we need to talk about. And even if these people have heard this before, then maybe they resonate with me better than that comes somebody else, or vice versa. But I have to put myself out there because we've been forced to. And I always wanted, my dream was always to have an online business, right? I live in Dubai, but I wanted a global online business because that's where I wanted to be, because I wanted to be free. I didn't want to be beholden to any place. And it hurts me right now when I hear, I mean, I'm happy for everyone who's got an online business and presence and they're doing really well, whereas I'm not. And it's pissing me off.
You can't be the face of a brand if you're not willing to show the face for your brand.
Exactly. Like
if I'm promoting Alan Spicer, we're in a very similar situation.
Yeah.
Like you want to promote Samira?
Yeah.
I promote Alan Spicer. If I didn't have Alan,
yeah,
I know I'm talking in third person.
No, it's very egotistical.
Right, but if I didn't have Alan the brand, right? If I didn't have Alan the face, then I can't do anything.
No, I know.
Right? Very Gary Vaynerchuk about it. He's got Gary V and Gary Vaynerchuk, right?
Yeah.
But still, he promotes the person, the persona,
the
brand, the motivation.
Yeah. Right?
And people want to trust and rely on you, make that connection with you, and the more you do it, the better you'll get at it, I promise.
Yeah. No, okay. Thank you. You've been really amazing, Alan. I really appreciate this. Sometimes I get nervous about, because sometimes when we reach out to people we don't know, but I just thought, you know, I'm going to reach out to this guy. I think he's going to help me. I just Googled, I need a YouTube coach. I need someone to help me. And
then YouTube searching wins. Just goes to show that if you're able to balance the two and do a blog and your videos, brilliant. In fact, that you make your blogs, you write a fantastic blog of 1500 to 2000 words long, and you put a video that echoes that sentiment. They both work with each other. Google suggests that video for YouTubers and people that want to read it, because some people read, some people don't. Some people listen, some people don't. That's why there's a podcast, which is fantastic, right? So yeah, take it to your full advantage. Now, you now know the brand.
Yes.
You now know that you need to be on camera.
Yeah.
Which is good. The only way you're going to do that is by practice. Right now, it's a fantastic, like, picture. The sound's great.
Okay.
It's fine. It's fine. It doesn't matter. It's better that you're on camera.
Yes.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. The headphones are fine if you have to. Right?
Yeah.
This is a lapel mic that cost me 15 quid.
Yeah.
That's a webcam, which before the world turned to crap was about £50. They've now, no word of a lie, £50 on Amazon. Now you have to pay $180 for that camera now.
Oh my God.
$180, because they're like, people need webcams. So, and it's a Logitech C920 Pro.
Oh, yeah, I know that one, yeah.
Right, and yeah, it was 50 quid because my old one died. In fact, if you flick through some of my really, really old YouTube videos, the frame rate's like 15 frames per second. It's because the old version of this started dying, right? So when I did my hands, it was a bit, and I'm very handsy. So it was just a bit blurred. But even then, even with the camera shaky and I was recording off a laptop that was on 17 books and a table, and every time I stepped forward and it bounced, right? I still delivered value first.
Yeah.
Value should be first, and then how it looks, you can change. Now this, I'm sat in the corner of an office, which is an old bedroom. The shelves are there that I record in front of.
Yeah.
Right? And this looks fine. The light is the window, right? There's no technical trickery. Right. And hopefully this, you know, I'm even going to record a video after I've done this because I'm sat here anyway. Any chance you get, know that you're creating content. Any chance that you can create value, whether it's on your phone and shaky, that's fine.
Yeah.
As I said, go and have a look at my No Excuses vlogs where I'm walking on a canal because I felt like it. Right. Value first. Create the content. And it doesn't matter what it looks like as long as they can see and hear okay without painfully hurting them. And then you're fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Alan. I really appreciate it.
Now, if you're really hell-bent on not being on camera, there's 25 channel ideas right here that you can do without your face. Or if you want to make your videos better so you can be on camera, then there's a playlist here of how to improve your audio, your shaky camera, just generally make better videos. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.